You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Welcome back to NIPR and our weekly experiment. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're going to ask the question, what is temperature? You know, we're surrounded by it every day, every season. It's hot outside, it's cold outside, it's just right outside. Temperature is a measure of atoms or molecules that are moving. The faster they move, the greater the temperature. So heat is a measure of the difference between temperature. Here in the United States, we measure temperature with a system called Fahrenheit. However, most of the rest of the world measures it in Celsius or centigrade. In Fahrenheit, water boils at 212 degrees and it freezes at 32 degrees. In Celsius or centigrade, water boils at 100 degrees Celsius or centigrade and freezes at 0 degrees. Now, the interesting thing about heat or temperature is that heat moves. Cold does not move. Heat moves from something that's warm into or towards something that's cold. So think about it this way. If you went outside in the wintertime when it's very, very cold and you're not wearing your jacket and you go running around your house, the heat leaves your warm body and goes into the cold air that's around you and up above you. Heat moves. Cold does not move. Now, there are some fun things that go on with temperature. These are some experiments you can even try at home with expansion and contraction. In general, as something gets colder, as the temperature gets lower, those molecules start to move slower and slower and also move closer together, contraction. When something is warmer, as it gets hotter, the molecules move faster and faster, move further apart, and it increases in size or volume. There's an expansion in the size. Here's an experiment you can try at home. Get two balloons, fill them with air. Make sure that when you tie them off that they're the exact same size. Take one of them, put it on a table, leave it there at room temperature. The other one, stick it in the freezer for about a minute or two. After a minute or two, get the balloon that's over on the table and walk over towards the freezer. Now, you're going to have to do this kind of fast because as soon as you take the freezer balloon out of the freezer, it's going to warm up pretty fast. But open up the door, reach into the freezer, take out that cold balloon, and hold it directly beside the other balloon, the room temperature balloon. And you'll notice that for a second or two, it's a little bit smaller. That's because the air on the inside was colder when it was placed in the freezer. Those molecules started to move a little slower. They moved closer together, and the balloon, the volume of air, decreased. And the balloon was a little bit smaller until you took it out and it warmed up. And then it should return to the same size that it was before you put it in the freezer, the same size as before. So we've just learned a little bit about the science of temperature. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the weekly experiment, and I'll see you next week.